All right. It's time for a quiz show. I'm assuming it'll be Ravens, not Commander. It could be Commander.
It is. It's Steelers Commanders themed. It's actually Steelers Browns themed.
The last time this guy ran a... Oh, I just spilled water all over. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
Is it on your computer?
No, it's not on my computer. It's all over the desk.
Oh, boy.
Donnie. Anyway.
Luckily, it's just water.
The last time Limits did one of these, it was themed... forget it. Let's just get into the quiz show, shall we? Let's hope that this one works.
Am I leading off here?
You're leading off. Who's winning in the quiz show, Limits?
Well, last week, who won the quiz show? Joe won it, right?
Yeah.
So Joe continues to have a commanding 4-1 lead.
Oh, Donnie, you need a win here.
Donnie, you need something.
Let's go, Limits.
Turn the tide.
All right, Donnie. Can you name the all-time sacks leader in the Steelers-Ravens rivalry?
What a great question.
I'm going to go James Harrison.
James Harrison is incorrect.
Terrell Suggs.
Damn it.
Yeah, baby! Woohoo! Donnie, I'm setting the tone early in this one.
Joe gets the first one right.
What was it Suggs said about Ben? God has your something and I got your something. What was it? What was that quote from him? Do you guys remember?
I remember what you're referring to. I don't know the exact quote.
Thank you, Limits.
Joe.
Yes.
Who was the first Steelers quarterback to beat the Baltimore Ravens since the 1996 season?
Cordell Stewart.
Cordell Stewart is incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry.
Mike Tomczak?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That was big for your team's morale.
Mike Tomczak.
You needed that.
Good answer, Donnie.
That was a giant
answer.
That
was big.
Did you know that or guess?
I was going to say Cordell first, and then I just kind of figured like another dude that he split time with.
See, I feel like I'm rolling now. I have a big lead. It's like in a basketball game. It's like now I can take a 30-footer and not worry
about
it.
They're starting to play music in the middle of the possessions.
Yeah, but you just put pressure back on me with a big play. All right. Donnie's up.
All right, Donnie's question. Donnie, when the Steelers and Ravens played in the 2001 AFC Divisional Playoffs, what Steelers running back scored 2 touchdowns against the Ravens in Pittsburgh's 27-10 win? And Joe knows, so you better get it right.
Oh, yeah.
Was it famous Amos Zerowee?
Oh, yeah! Donnie!
That bang! Famous Amos!
I love that guy.
WVU!
I covered him. I was a beat writer at WVU for Famous Amos.
Did they? I might be wrong here. Wasn't it believed that he was like pound for pound the strongest dude on the team?
Yes. Because
he was like
was
a buck
crazy.
80 and could just bench like 400.
I thought he was going to be like, you know, Barry Sanders light when he got to the NFL, but it just never worked out. Eh. Still love him. Went and owned a restaurant in New York City. Did you know that,
I did
Donnie?
Not. Was it called Famous Amos's?
No. Next.
I don't think Joe's. I'm going to pass this question and maybe come back to it later.
Uh-oh.
Just a bonus. I've had some extra questions in the quiz show that
go
I provided.
Go ahead, whatever one's on your mind.
Let's go with this. Troy Polamalu's pick 6 in the 2008 AFC Championship game was the second and last touchdown scored by the Steelers in the 23-14 victory. Only one offensive touchdown was scored by the Steelers in the game. Who caught the touchdown?
What? Okay, you're just asking me. Who scored the
Steelers? The
Steelers
scored 2 touchdowns in that game. Troy's pick 6 was the second one.
Yeah,
who scored the first?
Santonio Holmes.
Donnie knew that one too.
Yeah,
broken play, which
hell
he often
of a play
did.
By Ben.
And Santonio.
Yeah. Cornerback fell down.
Yeah. Unbelievable. What's the score here? 2-1 me? 2-2?
2-2.
2-2.
Yeah.
This is a great game, Donnie.
Donnie.
Which is befitting Steelers Ravens, right? Donnie, right?
Yes, it is. Always a close game. Down to the wire.
He's not listening.
He's locked
like
in,
everyone,
Joe.
Like everyone
He's locked
else in.
In
my life. My wife, my daughter, you, him. Nobody listens to me. All right, next.
Donnie, Lamar Jackson's first full game against the Steelers was November 1st of 2020. On the third play of the game, Lamar Jackson threw a pick 6 to give the Steelers the lead less than 1 minute in. Who picked it off and scored the touchdown for the Steelers?
Bullet Bob Spillane.
Wow.
I remember where I was. I was at my neighbor Ed's house. right up the street watching that game when Bullet Bob Spillane, you're right about that, Donnie. You're playing well. But doesn't this always come down to the last question?
I know.
Who's up? Me.
Joe, you're up.
This isn't the last question.
This is not the last question. Okay. I have two different questions I'm trying to
this
toggle between.
This is a great quiz show, Limits. And I, you know, I tell you
he
when I don't like
he rebounded in a big way.
Yeah, you're having the biggest rebound here.
This was huge. All right, we'll go with this one, Joe. I think you'll like this one instead. The Steelers had to come back in the game against Baltimore, the first start that Lamar had in 2020 after going up on the pick six by Bob Spillane.
Yeah.
The game-winning touchdown was scored with 7 minutes left in the game. Who scored the game-winning touchdown?
See, I know that Lamar brought it back down the field, and there was a drop by somebody. But who scored for the Steelers before that in 2020? He wasn't on the team yet. I was going to say Chase Claypool. Was he?
What's your answer?
Chase Claypool.
Man.
Oh, my God. I just guessed at that, Donnie.
Yeah, I knew that was Claypool, so I was hoping that you would stumble.
I don't remember the play. I don't remember anything about it. Why did that come into my brain?
How are you getting all the answers right so quickly? We just know the rivalry so well.
I know this rivalry very well. But honestly, it was just something out of the depths of my being.
I thought it was either Claypool or Eric Ebron.
Oh, my God. That was the Dallas game that year. All right.
The other question was, Joe Flacco was intercepted 3 times in the 2008 AFC Championship game. We all know about Troy's interception, but can you name one of the other two?
Deshae Townsend had the early one.
That's correct.
Just for fun, we're doing this?
Yeah, this one's just for fun before the last question.
Ryan Clark?
No, it was Tyrone Carter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had it with a minute to go. It was after Clark took out McGahee.
Right. Yeah. Donnie, this is the greatest quiz show ever. We're tied at 3, so the winner of this question wins.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, Donnie. It's on you.
I mean, this guy's on top of his game, City Limits.
Very well done, Limits.
Really.
I'm glad I had a good week to close.
What do we got?
Donnie, 11 Hall of Famers have played in the Steelers-Ravens rivalry since the rivalry began in 1996. How many of the 11 players can you name, not including coaches and execs?
I'm going to go with 6.
I can name 7.
Donnie, would you like to try to name 8?
Nah, I'll throw it on to Joe. Whoa, even though I'm pretty sure
Donnie!
He could do it.
That they're already in the Hall of Fame,
Already in the Hall of Fame.
All right, let's go.
So Joe has to name 7.
Yep, let's go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Faneca.
1.
Bettis.
2.
Ray Lewis.
3.
Ed Reed.
4.
Now I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Help me. Somebody help me.
He's got to have a time limit here.
I don't have a time.
He's got 10 seconds.
He's putting pressure on me.
You 9, did this to me last week.
No, 8, I didn't.
7, 6.
Troy.
You bought yourself another 10 seconds. That's okay. 5. You have 2 more to get.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
7, 6.
Is that guy in the Hall of Fame?
5.
Jonathan 4, Ogden.
1 more to go. 10.
Oh,
9.
Shoot.
8.
Don't say that word.
7. 6.
I'm quitting. I'm scared.
5. What? 4.
3.
3. 2. 1. Final answer.
Jamal Lewis.
Donnie wins!
Yes! I thought you left 2 pretty big ones out there. When you started to roll, I thought I was screwed.
I thought so too,
Donnie.
When
you got through like the first 4, because did you say Rod Woodson or Deion?
Nope, neither. No Rod Woodson or Deion, and Joe is distraught. I can't even look at us.
He's like a statue.
He's frozen in time.
Rod Woodson. That's stupid.
The other answers were Rod Woodson, Dermoni Dawson.
Oh, Dawson.
Shannon Sharp, Deion Sanders, and 1 season of Devin Hester in 2016.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't think of him.
I'll tell you that one. That hurt. Donnie, you picked the perfect over-under there. And then you didn't take the bait to go for 8.
I was, when you got to like the first 4, I was worried because all the names started to flood in, and I'm like, he's going to bury this.
I can only give you respect there. I should have got Rod. I wasn't going back that far to get Dermoni Dawson.
That was a hell of a quiz show, and that's a big W to make
that's
it.
That's a great
quiz
show.
It's a good rebound quiz show.
4-2 on the season.
Unbelievable questions. The greatest questions you've ever asked. Even your bonus question was good.
Texter, City Limits, clearly rooting for Donnie, dot, 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 like all of us.
Man, did that hurt. All right, Donnie. We said we'd go from that to our visions of how this game plays out because we're doing picks next. Why don't you go first? Tell me who you think will win, but tell me how you think the game plays out when you look into Donnie's crystal ball here on a Donnie Football Friday.
I think the Steelers are going to win this game, and I think it is going to be a rare shootout. I can remember in 2017, it was right after the Ryan Shazier injury, the Steelers and Ravens played a great game. It was 39-38. Steelers came storming back. Boswell kicked, I don't know, a 55-yarder, whatever it may have been, to give the Steelers the lead. They won that game. I don't think it'll be quite to that level of points, but it's going to be close. It is not going to be your typical 20-17, 17-10, 16-13. I don't think we get that. I think we see these two offenses explode on Sunday. I'm thinking like a 34-31 type final score. And I think it could very well be a case of who gets the football last. And if Russell Wilson has the football last, he can lead the Steelers down the field to say about the 38-yard line. And then we know that old number nine is going to be booting footballs into that net, and he will be called upon perhaps with the game on the line. I don't know if it'll quite be as dramatic as that in a game-winning field goal by Chris Boswell, a storybook-like ending, but I think it is very high scoring. I think it's super exciting. I think it is back and forth, a game that we will, like a lot of the games in this series, remember down the road, like, hey, this was the Lamar Jackson-Russell Wilson duel. I think Lamar Jackson plays a very good game. I think he could have three or four touchdowns in the game, but in a loss, I think that defense will be the Achilles heel. And at some point on Sunday, whether it is directly involving Lamar Jackson or somebody else, the Steelers defense will do something to make the key difference. And Pittsburgh wins the game 34-31.
I agree with a lot of what you said. My crystal ball is telling me the same kind of game will occur. The Ravens never even get to 20 anymore in this rivalry. And the last time either team got to 30, they both did. My records are showing. No, the Steelers got to 30 in a 30-24 win. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. That was 28-24. So the last time anybody got to 30, they both did, right? 39-38 in the legendary game in 2017. So it's very rare. But I think with the way that these two quarterbacks are playing, it makes sense. I think the Steelers' defense is better than the Ravens' defense, but not necessarily by as much as the numbers might show. I think the Steelers' defense is susceptible. I do. The Ravens' defense certainly is, although I think they'll play better than their numbers. Bottom line is, I agree with you. It could be a last team with the ball type thing. And I think there's going to be a little bit of a correction here with Lamar. I think the more times he plays the Steelers, like when we sit back years from now and look at, you know, Lamar played 18 games against the Steelers in his career, whatever, 14. I just can't believe he's going to have like 13 bad games against them, or 13 games like where his completion percentage is 50%. The guy has the highest passer rating right now in NFL history if the season ended today. His team is averaging more yards per play than any team in the history of the league. I will be very, very impressed if this Steeler defense holds them to 20 or less, or even like 24. So I'm thinking the Ravens get to 30, the Steelers get to 27. I'm going 30-27 Ravens, but that's on a flip of the coin, maybe literally a flip of the coin at the end of the game. If there's overtime, it wouldn't surprise me. But I think that Lamar is the star of this game. And if he's not, if he has a bad game, and if the Ravens lose for the eighth time in nine tries against the Steelers, then do we have a story? Then I'll come in here Monday morning and say it's official. The Steelers are in Lamar's head. It looks like for good here. Like, they really just have a way with this guy that other teams don't. And the last thing I'll say, Donnie, is there's more pressure on the Ravens in this game. Steelers will control their fate even if they lose. The Ravens are the ones who have been dominated in this series. The Ravens are the one who lose control of their fate in the division if they lose this game. And then the whole Lamar factor. So the pressure is on them, and I think they're going to win 30-27.
Yeah, the coach and quarterback, I feel like, have a lot of pressure on that Baltimore sideline because Harbaugh has been psyched out by Tomlin over the course of the last few seasons. Lamar Jackson, for whatever reason, when he is healthy against the Steelers, they have him figured out. Something that the guys and I talked about yesterday, Joe, I am curious as to what your opinion is on it. Is there a way this game goes down? Maybe the way that the game goes down for you, where the Steelers lose 30-27, it just so happens Lamar gets the ball last, they drive down, and Tucker kicks a field goal or something. I know some people will view moral victories and say, ah, they're phony, or moral victories are for losers, whatever. But from an outsider standpoint, not somebody on either team or on either staff, do you foresee an outcome on Sunday that would have you still feeling pretty good about the Steelers, even in a loss?
Yeah, and I already said that on Monday. I came in Monday, and my take from the season at large and the Commanders game was, if I'm a Steelers fan, I'm now convinced that this team can compete in the AFC. Does that mean they're going to go out and beat Baltimore twice, Cincinnati twice, Philly and Kansas City? Of course not. But it's going to take a whole bunch of evidence to convince me that that's not true. I'm a believer now that the Steelers can compete in the AFC, and losing by a field goal to Lamar and the Ravens would not change that. Maybe even, you know, losing by a touch, whatever.
Yeah, like if losing they lose 35-28, yeah. I'm not going to think, oh man, well, these guys have been phony. Now, if they lose 35-7, we get a different conversation, but I don't see that happening.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Limits?
What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. And Fan weather, of course, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 55 today with cloudy skies. We are just rolling today. It's been a Donnie Football Friday beyond compare. I think this is our fourth or fifth one. And I think we're gelling as a ball club, you and I in City Limits. I mean, you would expect a little adjustment period. There was. I thought today was our best show.
We're in mid-season form. Limits. We are full steam ahead on all cylinders, baby.
Do you agree that we've gelled as a ball club here?
1,000%. This has been a great bonding experience, show.
We've even left tons of time for our picks, so why don't you update us where we are from last week and on the season?
So last week, Donnie and I were tied going into the week, but Donnie pulled away. I had a dud 1-5 after the week before, going 6-1. So currently, as it stands, Donnie's still in the lead at 19-21. I'm at 17-23. Joe's at 16-24. We're trying to sniff 500.
That's fine. I'm back in it. I don't care what the records are. I want to get to the playoffs.
I'll get separated by 3 games.
I'll go in at 8-9. And how about last week?
Last week, I was 1-5. Joe, you were 2-4, and Donnie was 3-3.
God, are we bad so far? All right, this is a big bounce back week. I'll start with the first two, and then you can take over Limits. If I know you two, you're both going to be watching Paul against Tyson. Is that tonight?
Yeah, which hopefully that fight takes place later in the night, because Limits and I will both be working on our KDKA high school football coverage.
Is this on your radar? Are you both interested in this?
I am.
I'm very interested in this. It starts at 8, technically, but I don't think that the actual fight's going to begin at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, like I'm hoping that the whole like undercard goes until like 11, so that by the time that we're back in our homes, I'm on the couch and I can watch this thing.
What has you interested? Because I would, if it was happening in my backyard, I would turn the shades up or down.
You know, people can say what they want about the Paul brothers. I mean, they are two of the most like hated figures, I feel, in pop culture / sports, guys that have jumped to both sides. These kids do market things really well. They play the perfect role of like the 1980s rich blonde guy heel, kind of like Johnny Lawrence in The Karate Kid, which I know Mark Cabali would appreciate if he.
I hated that
if he's
kid.
Listening to this.
Who do you want to win?
I want Tyson.
Who do you want?
I want Tyson, too.
Really? You want him to crush this guy?
Definitely. I can't stand the pulse.
How much of it is fixed or how much of it is staged?
Oh, it's all staged.
That's what worries me.
He slapped him yesterday. That was obviously staged.
That's what worries
Tyson
me.
Tyson slapped Paul, right?
You know what this is going to be, Joe? This is going to be the two of them dancing around the ring a little bit, and we'll be shaking hands at the end, collecting our $20 million checks.
All right. I'm going to make this worth 3 points in our standings. This is
worth three games.
Just pick a winner. Pick a winner,
man,
Donnie.
3 points.
Yep. This is a 3-point game, like the Penguins.
Screw it. I'm picking Tyson. I think he catches him early and puts him on his ass.
I want Tyson to win, but I think Paul being young and he's beating fighters, it's weird. It's odd. I think Paul ends up getting it done, unfortunately.
I think Tyson accesses some sort of buried rage and knocks this kid out. How old is Paul?
He's like 27.
Yeah, like 27.
Tyson's 30-plus years older.
But he's Mike Tyson. I'm going with Tyson.
He does look yoked.
I hope Tyson wins.
He got back in pretty good shape.
All right. Next bonus game is the basket brawl. Is there a point spread on this thing?
7.5, Pitt.
Who you guys got?
I think I'm going to go with Pitt. I know that they won in blowout fashion last year in Morgantown. Jeff Capel made the comment about WVU's physicality. Now that they're no longer under Bob Huggins, I think the Panthers can win this game by around 10 points.
I agree. I like Pitt, and I like Biba Cummings starting to come on as a freshman. I think he's going to factor into this rotation pretty well.
I'm going with the Fighting Crowleys to cover and lose. Let's go to football.
All right, rapid fire now. Clemson is 12-point favorites at Pitt on Saturday.
I don't like Pitt at this point. Like we've gone down a very, very scary path. Joe, what you mentioned a couple of weeks ago could end up happening. They could end up losing out and finish 7-5. I think Clemson's going to take them by 2 scores.
Pitt has a funny way of having a last gasp type of game, or at least an upset type of game. I think they lose but cover. Am I crazy? Yes, but I'm taking Pitt to cover.
And I'm crazy along with you. I think they have a shot to win this game. They typically pull things out of their hat and find a way to win. Penn State is 29-point favorites at Purdue, Donnie. Purdue's bad.
I know. I mean, I think I'm going to take Penn State. I don't know. Maybe they'll win like 31-0, 35-3. I'll go Penn State. That's a big number, but I think they'll take care of business.
What's the point spread?
29.
I'm going Illinois.
I mean Purdue. Yeah.
Because I was looking at Purdue and Illinois went to overtime, 50-49.
The Boilermakers can put up some points.
I'm taking the Boilermakers.
Ohio State beating by like 40.
To cover here.
I think Penn State's going to blow them out. Lee Sterling said, have you ever heard of the Purdue defense? No, and there's a reason why earlier in this morning with the morning show. Baylor is 1.5-point favorites against West Virginia. Game is at Milan Puskar Stadium.
I'm going with the Fighting Neil Browns in this one. And Neil Brown will keep his job again, and they'll be horrible again, but have a respectable record next year.
I feel like I've gone against WVU every week and just kind of joked, like, they suck. I'm picking against them. But this time I'm going to take the Mountaineers to win the game.
Neil Brown continues to save his job. The University of Buffalo is at Eastern Michigan. It's a pick 'em. It's a pick 'em.
Wait, didn't that already happen?
No, it's this week.
The Maction, baby.
You were thinking of like Central Michigan.
I'm going to take Eastern Michigan.
I'm, of course, taking Buffalo in honor of Ron Cook Jr., who had a great career there.
I'm going to go with the Fighting Eastern Michigan team. I don't know their mascot. The Chiefs are at the Bills. The Bills are 2-point favorites at home.
The Bills have no receivers. They've got no not even the tight end Kincaid is going to play. I don't know if Amari Cooper is going to play, but you know what they have that they didn't have in last year's title game is a defense. Everybody was hurt in that game. I'm going with the Bills.
I'm going to take the Chiefs in this game, and I know Harrison Butker might end up being a big miss for them if the game gets a little bit hairy late.
Very nice play on words there with the miss.
Yes, but I think that they will lose this. If they lose the game, they're going to lose like 28-27 or something.
Josh
somehow.
Allen cements himself as the guy that should be the favorite for the MVP in this game, and they beat the Kansas City Chiefs with no wide receivers in this game.
Cements himself as the favorite? Well, I guess if Lamar has a bad game, you're right. All right.
Let's see how I might predict that one. Browns at the Saints. New Orleans favored by a point.
I think the Browns actually win this game. I think they get decent Jameis. Not great Jameis, not bad Jameis, decent Jameis. And it's a little bit of a return home for him. He spent some time in New Orleans. I'll take the Brownies.
He stinks. They stink. They're broken, and I think they want to lose, at least in an organizational sense, to get a better draft pick. Of course, so do the Saints. Saints.
Both teams are bad. It'll be so bad it's good, but the Browns will win. Bengals at the Chargers, San Diego / L.A. They're still San Diego to me. Is favored by 1.5.
Nick Costos gave us the WTF for this game, wrong team favored. I actually think the Chargers are the right team favored because I think this will be a fun one. I'm glad they flexed this game into Sunday Night Football. I think it'll be a bit of a back and forth, but again, that Cincy defense, I just cannot trust them. So I think the Chargers end up winning this game by like a field goal.
This is why you beat the Patriots at home, because games like this, when you desperately need it, you could play well and still lose. I think the Chargers are good and getting better. Good running game, really good quarterback that they haven't really unleashed yet. I'm going with the Chargers.
Wow. So I'm the only one taking Cincinnati in this game. Think that the Bengals will win it. Final one, Ravens, 3-point favorites in Pittsburgh against the Steelers.
I'm going with the Steelers. Said it a little bit ago. I think this will be a shootout, a rare shootout, 34-31. Whoever has the ball last has the advantage. Pittsburgh wins.
Wait, I'm a push because I said 30-27. I can't pick a push, though. Can I?
You shouldn't.
So I guess if I
That's
have to.
That's up to you guys.
I mean, that was my game prediction, but I'm going to take the Ravens to cover.
I have the Steelers winning 24-22 against the Ravens.
Thank you, Limits. Thank you, Donnie. It was another great Donnie Football Friday, and man, get ready for a huge football weekend. We'll be talking all about it on all the shows on Monday. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night, Joe.